from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A 19-year-old Toronto man is in Timmins police custody in connection to that shooting incident Friday afternoon on Spruce Street South at Kimberley. He's up on 9 criminal charges, 7 of which are related to firearms. The other 2 are aggravated assault and failing to comply with the probation order. A bail hearing is set for tomorrow in Timmins. The Timmins Majors AAA U18 hockey team is branching out, creating its own U15 team. You might understand it better as a midget team forming a bantam team. Majors GM Ron Holmes says some of the work is already done, with the U18 team having equipment and other infrastructure in place. The goal is to keep costs low for U15, and that's where things will be done a little differently.
The biggest difference, U18, we take buses, and we also cover the motels for the players. Obviously, that's an added cost. So I don't think we're going to be doing that with the U15, but we'll let the parent group decide on that to keep the cost down.
Holmes expects the team to play a 24-game regular season against North Bay, Sudbury, and the Sioux starting in the fall. A Timmins native is being recognized for his rise in Canadian music. Last night in Edmonton, 21-year-old Preston Pablo picked up the 2023 Juno Award for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Pablo was also up for Single of the Year and Fans' Choice Award. During the live presentation, he performed for the sellout crowd. A U.S. surveillance drone has been downed over the Black Sea by a Russian fighter jet. Reports say the U.S. military is calling the incident reckless. A pair of Russian Su-27 fighters intercepted the drone before one hit the propeller of the unmanned aircraft, sending it into the sea. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. government will be speaking directly to their Russian counterparts about the incident, which is the first of its kind since the Russian invasion of Ukraine 13 months ago. And a new survey from Léger suggests most Canadians are indifferent to King Charles. Only 12% of respondents say it's good news that Charles is king. Only 13% say they feel a personal attachment to the monarchy, compared to 81% that don't. Another 56% say with Charles' coronation coming up in May, it's time to reconsider Canada's ties with the monarchy. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.